This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi swept to a huge election victory on Thursday. As Reuters' Francesca Lina reports, Modi has promised to continue to make India's economy strong.
While the last of some 600 million votes were still being counted, India's foreign minister congratulated Modi on his massive victory. In response, Modi promised to build a strong and inclusive nation in his second term as prime minister. Seeing no need to wait until the count's conclusion, these supporters of Modi's Hindu nationalist BJP party took to the streets to celebrate on Thursday morning. A BJP win would spell the first back-to-back majority for a single party since 1984.
Francesca Lina of Reuters. Dutch and British voters are the first to vote in elections for the European Parliament, starting 4 days of voting across the 28-nation bloc. As AP's Karen Chamas reports, it pits supporters of deeper integration against populist Eurosceptics who want more power for their national governments.
The Netherlands began voting half an hour before the UK opened its polling stations in a nation still wrestling with its plans to leave the European Union altogether. Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte said he doesn't want his country to follow the UK out of the EU door, saying the Netherlands needs the bloc to ensure its prosperity and stability. The elections come as supporters surging for populists and nationalists who want to rein in the EU's power and limit immigration. Meanwhile, traditional powerhouses like France and Germany insist that unity is the best buffer against the shifting economic and security challenges posed by an emerging New World Order. I'm Karen Chamas.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said Thursday that President Donald Trump wants opposition Democrats to impeach him, but that the case has yet to be made to start formal procedures. The speaker said she believes the president wants impeachment proceedings so he can use them for political gain.
Oh, there's no question. The White House is just crying out for impeachment. That's why he flipped yesterday, because he was hoping.
Pelosi's assessment came hours after the president unleashed new attacks on congressional Democrats investigating him, contending they are the, quote, do-nothing party. Pelosi said Democrats will follow the facts in collecting information about Trump's financial dealings, his presidency, and the aftermath of special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into Russian intrusion in the 2016 election. Trump's tweets came one day after he abruptly walked out of a White House meeting with Pelosi and Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer about infrastructure spending. The president said he would not deal with Democrats as long as their investigations of him continue. The Pentagon is set to present plans to the White House for a Mideast troop buildup. AP's Sagar Meghani has details.
U.S. officials say the plan calls for up to 10,000 American forces to reinforce security amid potential threats from Iran, though the sources say the move is not due to any new threat. But sending more forces could raise questions on Capitol Hill, where many lawmakers wonder if the administration's escalating a situation that could lead to war. Acting Pentagon Chief Patrick Shanahan said this week it's actually about de-escalation.
Our job is to make sure that there is no miscalculation by the Iranians.
It's unclear if the White House would approve sending all or just some of the troops. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
A California man who became known as the American Taliban is now free from prison. AP's Matt Small has details.
John Walker Lynn was released from the federal prison in Terre Haute, Indiana this morning. The 38-year-old has spent more than 17 years behind bars after pleading guilty to providing support to the Taliban. The plea deal called for a 20-year sentence, but he's getting out a few years early for good behavior. His release is opposed by the family of Mike Spann, who had been interrogating him and other Taliban prisoners shortly before an uprising that claimed the CIA officer's life. I'm Matt Small.
Damage assessments and recovery efforts are underway in the state of Missouri after a powerful tornado caused heavy damage in the state capital. At least 3 people were killed on the outskirts of the southwestern town of Golden City, and many people were left trapped in the wreckage of their homes. The National Weather Service said the violent tornado caused heavy damage in the capital of Jefferson City just minutes before midnight. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.